The reason that I'm sort of rushing on here is I want to speak to a man who's in Alaska, and I want to congratulate him. It's Killian Valerie. Killian, good morning.
Hello, Frank. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, fella. There's been some talk about you in the papers and, you know, generally in pubs and on the airwaves over the last week or so. This great event that or opportunity you've had to actually work on a Bruce Springsteen album. You're a Ullian Pipes player, and you got a phone call. You're an Armagh man who's gigging in Alaska at the minute. But how did an Armagh man come to actually be going to Springsteen's recording studio to put the Ullian Pipes on the new album?
I suppose it was a bit over a year ago. I think it was just after Christmas, and I was in New York, and I was sitting in the apartment, and I think it was an email or a call about a recording, and I talked to somebody, but they didn't say what it was, and they just were asking me about, was I available the next day, and would the pipes work, and this guy wasn't too sure what the Ullian Pipes, the kind of possibilities were, and then he told me to hang on, and somebody else called me, and then there was about three calls, and then they were getting down to the details of coming in and stuff the next day. So I asked at that point what I was doing or who I was recording with, because the name Bruce sort of was mentioned in passing, and then
it could have been Bruce Forsyth for all you knew.
Exactly, you know, so I just wanted to make sure. So then he says, Bruce Springsteen, so I says, great. So it was a nice thing to get asked to do.
Totally, and the credit is on the album, but you don't actually, and it's the situation when recording's being done, you can do the recording without Springsteen actually being there, can't you?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the stuff you'd end up doing, especially when you're brought in as a guest player, would be done like that, you know. They do the vocals and the drums and the guitar and stuff separately, you know, and then the track would be down, and you'd be, the type of thing I would do would be like maybe with a saxophone player or electric guitar player, or kind of putting on a few lines onto the track. You generally do that last, you know. So
what does it mean to you to be on that album and to have the credit for the Ullian Pipes?
I mean, it's funny, because it was over a year ago, and then there was a kind of a non-disclosure agreement thing came up where I wasn't to say anything. So I hadn't forgotten about it, but I'd sort of put it on the back burner but then I think it came out about 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago.
People have been talking about it ever since, and you know, they are so impressed, and all I can say is, listen, congratulations, what a CV attribute to have, and no doubt that it has worked so well, he'll be looking for you again, Killian. Listen, take our congratulations as well on it, and I'm going to play a wee bit of it. Thanks, Killian.
Oh, good. Thanks, Frank.
Top man, Killian Valerie there, who's across in Alaska, gigging at this present moment in time. And this is a bit of the Springsteen track with these pipes on it.